Here we go again, Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we are sitting in the MTP Software Studios that they built for us. Thank you very much, Frank Cincotta and the whole MTP Software team. Our next guest, Anupam Kaul, founder and CEO in Envisage Inc.
That is correct. Thank you so much. So nice to be here.
Thank you.
And really appreciate you guys calling me over.
Well, that's very nice of you to say that. Could you tell us about Envisage?
Absolutely. Envisage started in 2010. I, the next chapter of my entrepreneurial journey. We are a local company based out of Marlborough, Massachusetts. And we are a service provider, what I would call a technology solutions company. Overall, essentially, that's what we do for the client space, which happens to be technology companies, either serving or doing enterprise software development or IT.
So how did you get into this business?
Long story, 27 years. I am an engineer by training, have been in the technology space for that long, and I started my career writing software for some large companies, Wipro, Motorola, and a few others, Nortel, Lucent. And part of that journey was from writing software to going about taking care of clients and having more client interactions. So it ended up being a natural and normal progression for me. Kind of liked being in front of the clients, and professional services was the next transition. So have been part of the founding team of about three professional services companies, and this is the third one.
Wow, what were your other companies?
The previous one where I was part of the founding team was called Optimal Engineering, and we were acquired in 2007 by Symphony, which is part of Harman Kardon now. And the one prior to that was Centinex, and that was my first one, about 2.5 years of amazing, painful learning as an entrepreneur for the first time.
It always is.
It always is. That is absolutely correct.
Right. Right. It's that's the training.
That is correct.
Trial by fire.
Absolutely.
So now that you've opened up that book, if you were interviewing me and I was a potential entrepreneur, what were some of the things that you've learned that you'd try to warn me about?
Phenomenal question. I think it's very, very hard to sum it up. On a quick segue, I just had an article on that very topic published in Worcester Business Journal. It's on my LinkedIn profile, so if anybody wants to go take a look at it, I thought it was a decent read. But I would say entrepreneurship is really about running marathons as opposed to doing sprints. So hunker down, get the thought process right, get the mindset right. More importantly, pull yourself on why it is that you want to go down that path in the first place. I think that's the most important thing. And from that are other derivative factors, like, you need to kind of take a long-term view of things. You need to, have the grit, the resilience, and the drive to actually go through a journey that is just like the journey of life. There are no easy days. You have a mix of both ups and downs, peaks and valleys, as I call them. And I think overall, just to sum it up, it would be like figuring out what it is that gets you on the peak. Try and prolong that so you can stay on the peak a little longer. And when you're going through those valleys of life, figure out what got you into those valleys and try and do the complete opposite of that so you can just get out of that as fast as you can.
Interesting. So who are your typical clients that you like to work with, and what kind of projects do you do for them?
So our clients are technology companies, as I call them, original equipment manufacturers. Equipment can be misconstrued. It can be hardware, but can be software. Most of the work in this space ends up being software, although we do hardware type of work as well. So companies within the defense sector, those guys are our clients. Just to name companies like Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, Elbit Systems of North America. We have companies in the medical device space that are clients. like a Hologic that is bone density meter. We have companies within the communication space like Cisco, or some of the companies that I worked for like Motorola.
Well-known companies. Right.
Not to say that we have worked with Fortune 50 companies as well as startups, and it's been an incredible journey. We take an agnostic view of the size of the company. Our focus really is on the challenge and the work that we are requested to perform for that particular client.
Can you give us some examples? So if there's somebody listening that might be able to utilize your services, you know, it would help.
Absolutely. So our services range from staff augmentation to project-based work. And, to answer your question, I'm going to kind of, elaborate on that a little bit. The focus there really is from a client perspective, their needs being tactical in nature or their needs being more strategic in nature. And either they would want to get a particular type of skill set in-house for a point piece of work, and they will reach out to us for staff augmentation, or they want to farm out a particular piece, specific piece of whatever it is that they are building, and we would take it on as an outsourced project engagement. In the course of doing that, the folks essentially, kind of going back to the previous question on small companies, we have had companies reach us out to us, with an idea of, a brand new idea, literally a one line. Hey, I want to build this particular device, like a Fitbit type of a device before Fitbit existed, or a Nike Fuel. And how do we go about doing this? And we had a wonderful journey collaborating with that particular client, building that idea into being a prototype, the first prototype product that they could then take on and go build from there. So that's kind of an example of, an inception type of work. This, incidentally, was a real piece of work done for a pretty large public company. We have had other instances where a startup company would really come over to us and said, I'm building a team, skills, hard skills, find me this purple unicorn, we would embark on a journey to actually source that particular skill set for them. And in that particular case, they want to keep the IP, they want to keep the work in-house, they want to be in charge of what they're doing, how they're doing it, and it would end up being a staff augmentation.
Wow, we've been speaking with Anupam Kaul, founder and CEO of Envisage Inc., and we'd like you to come back to the show again and talk about more cases. But before then, could you tell us how people could find you if they want to utilize your services?
Absolutely. We are Marlborough, Massachusetts based, but we do work all over the United States. We have a global team, and we have full turnkey product development capabilities that we can execute world around. We have a few teams situated around the world. Our website is www.envisageinc.com. I'll spell that out. It's Envisageinc as an incorporated. Our phone number is 508-386-9648. And folks can reach me at any point of time at akoul@envisageinc.com.
Thank you for being on the show today. Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. We'll be right back after this short break.
Thank you.